Track 13 and a roundup of the sport. Starting with the football. The South Devon Football League sprang back into action following 2 weeks that were littered with postponements, bringing 139 goals from 25 games and plenty of Monday morning talking points for the workplace. In the Premier Division, the game of the day at the top of the Premier Division was Islington Villa, and they moved 3 points clear with a fantastic 3-1 victory over Newton Abbott Spurs seconds at the Rec. The shock result in that in the Premier Division was down at Elberton Villa with a 3-0 victory over Buckfastleigh Rangers, taking them away from the foot of the table and out of the bottom two. There were some delayed cup ties that finally got played, and whilst Walden Athletic showed their class with a 6-1 win at Division 3 outfit South Brent, Plymouth True Blues versus East Allington United went to extra time, and it took a couple of substitutions by the True Blues to find the goals. The two teams at the bottom of the Premier Division both met in the cup at Loddiswell, the home of Bee Sands Rovers, but it was the visitors, Chudley Athletic, who forced extra time and came out of the South Hams with a 5-3 win. In the Premier Division Belly Cup, Paignton Saints had arguably the best result of the day in a game that ended 1-1 after extra time. The dreaded penalty shootout produced a 4-2 win for the Saints and gives them a cup semi-final to look forward to. In Division 1, it took Bobby Tracy, second 11, just 23 seconds to open the scoring in their, wait for it, 8-1 thrashing of Buckland Athletic, second 11, at Homer's Heath. If it's tight at the top, it's even closer at the bottom, with last place Ivybridge Town boosting their own confidence with a 3-2 win over Whatcombe Wanderers. WBB were in action for the first time in 2025, having come close to folding, and the new-look Claymen took all 3 points from Brixham Town. A delayed third-round Herald Cup game saw Winmull overcoming Ashburton, and they will face either Bobby Tracy or Ivybridge in the next round. In the Division 1 Dartmouth Cup, Newton's thirds led a two-goal advantage slip in a normal time and then conceded twice more in extra time to lose 5-3 at the hands of Plymouth Phoenix. In Division 2, it was top versus bottom, and true to form, Barton Athletic moved 15 points clear at the top with 5 games to play after a 5-0 win over Ipplepen Athletic. Paignton Villa seconds moved into third place. Liverton United had a close 2-1 victory at Buckfastleigh Rangers, and the win leaves them 17 points behind. In the Division 3 Ronald Cup game that has been postponed since Valentine's Day, there was certainly no love lost in the top of the table tie between Drake FC and Stoke Gabriel Teepee. The game started with 22 players on the pitch and finished with 18, and a 3-2 win for the visitors. Newton Abbott's 66 seconds also made it through to the semis with a 4-2 win at Brixham Town. In the only league game to be played, Kingston Athletic seconds moved into fourth place with a comfortable 5-0 win over Paignton. Division 4 was reduced to just 4 cup ties that saw unbeaten King's Curse while Stroll passed Barton Athletic seconds by 4 goals. To one. And now on to rugby, with All Whites sinking rivals Teens in crucial clash. And on a sunny Saturday afternoon at Bitton Park, Newton Abbott Rugby Football Club tasted sweet revenge against their local rivals Tynmouth, having lost 24-7 at Rackhays back in mid-November. This time, Tynmouth Rugby Football Club had 8 and Newton Abbott had 13, so they came out the winners this time. And New Cross stepped on the gas in the second half of their match to run out 36-10 winners over visiting Tiverton. And in hockey, in an enjoyable game, Ashmore men's second team had an emphatic 10-1 win at Exeter seconds to maintain their 100% record in Riviera Division 1. And the Ashmore men's third 11, Isker men's 6-11, that was a 2-0 victory to Ashmore. And Walton, Ashmore men's first team travelled to the city of Dreaming Spires to face Oxford Hawks with the target of doing the double over this well-established National League club. And that result was Oxford Hawks 0, Ashmore men's 2, so they did win. And that concludes our roundup of the sport for this week.